Welcome to Ask Pastor John, featuring questions to help you apply God's truth to the issues of this life and the next. Our host is pastor and author John Piper. Tell us about the place of music in private and family devotions. Any suggestions for how to include it when we don't perhaps have a musical member of the family?
We don't have a musical member of the family, although we love to sing. And I have a PDA here in my hand that I just took out of my pocket. And if I push the right button and I go to the little Microsoft Word and I push hymns, I've got a whole lot of hymns in here. And I have Talitha take my iPack and find a hymn she likes, because she likes to work the machine, and then scroll down, and we sing it together.
So give us an example of what that is. I mean, you know, I mean, is this great orchestration? I mean, what do you hear when you push one of those?
This
is going to be imperfect.
No. I don't record anything. It's just the words that are on here.
Oh, okay.
See, this is not music. We have sung into this. We have sung into this machine and recorded. I don't think those are in here right now. But basically, this is just text. In other words, this is my hymnal. This is my electronic hymnal. And it happens to fascinate her more than a book, and therefore it overcomes some of the obstacles to, we're going to sing another song. So that it has that kind of technological advantage. But basically, what I'm saying is, however a family does it, there's three of us, right? Noel, me, and Talitha right now. And at the end of devotions, I try to think of a song that fits the devotions. But if not, I just say, pick one, Talitha, and she'll pick Power in the Blood. And we'll start singing, there is power. And she'll come in with this extra little, there is power. She loves to add the little extra turns. And so kids love music. If mom and dad do not have to be singers, I promise you, you do not have to be a singer. Kids don't care whether their mom and dad can sing. When they're teenagers, they might care. But little kids, you can get them started well, and they don't care. They just love to make music.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, at desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of Christ-exalting resources, from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more, at www.desiringgod.org.